You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Look, see?
Yeah.
You see a small bluish dot. Galarian. That is your world. This is Castrovel.
Yes! Nailed it!
What?
Is this their way to maybe get us back to our world?
Possibly the key.
Oh, yeah.
These markings. Yes. Yes, let me see it. And the minute her hands touch it, she just collapses to the ground. And this very tall, androgynous-looking elf walks forward.
I have experienced this psychic signature only once before. It is the imprint of a soil, the Black Frost Whale.
You notice she is starting to wither.
No.
Oh, no.
My mother, Iscariel, find my mother and retrieve the information about Osoyo. That will be the way to curing Aleli, and your only way home. There's just one problem. Iscariel's been dead for 100 years. Deep beneath Los Kialua's stony streets lies an ancient sacred site where the memories of the best and brightest are preserved.
Just beyond the edge of town, a group of these elves walk you past these huge trees with gnarled branches that loom over a wide circular stone well to a natural stone passageway at the bottom of the well that continues to descend and twists out of sight.
Tell my mother I said hello.
The adventure continues now.
You know what I did yesterday that I haven't done in a long, long, long time?
Take a shower.
Shut up!
You smell.
You're oddly close, though. You're oddly close.
Wait, I was going to say, take a bath.
Different direction.
Okay.
I took a steam.
Oh,
yeah.
Schvitz.
Oh, yeah, Schvitz. I guess you could call it a Schvitz.
You go to a bathhouse?
Yeah, I went to a Turkish bathhouse. My gym earlier in the year installed the pool and the, because when they opened, they didn't have the pool ready yet. The pool was opened and a steam room and a sauna. So I was like, let's go. I love a good sauna. I love a good steam. Love it. And so I went to check it out a couple months ago. I look in and it's all co-ed. So it's like a co-ed steam room and a co-ed sauna. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. That's a little
weird. What is it, Starship Troopers?
It's a little strange.
I'm like, I don't understand.
You might walk in there and see a bunch of dongs, or you might get lucky. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to take a chance.
Is everyone naked?
Well, I don't know what the deal is. So I was like, plus I got to bring an extra, I can't go in there in my workout clothes. I got to bring a bathing suit. I got to bring a towel. I got to bring all the shit. I like to bring my keys and my AirPods and that's it. And my phone. That's it. Now I got to bring all this extra
bring
your shit. Phone.
You just bring the AirPods. You can just put them in and pretend like no one's
there. Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah. There's times like my AirPods die and I just leave them in so nobody looks at me. But I have to bring flip-flops. It's a whole thing. But I said, you know what? I'm going to check out the steam. I'm going to do it. I don't care who's in there. Had the whole place to myself until about 10 minutes in, another dude came in. And I think he was in his underwear, which was a little weird. But the thing about the steam room is you can't really see more than 5 feet away. He could have been beaten off. So, I wouldn't even know.
So he was concealed or hidden?
He was concealed to me. Okay. Yeah, concealed.
No, he was more than 5 feet away, so he'd be hidden, right?
Perhaps.
I think if I went to punch him in the face, I'd probably land.
Land the blood.
Probably sock him.
Flat check?
Yeah, a little flat check.
Such nerves.
This is how we think in real life.
Do you guys like a steam or a sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to get toxins out.
All right, the Airbnb at Atlanta had a sauna cabinet in there.
Oh. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you're amazing. I thought you had one of our hotels. I'm like, I missed out on a sauna?
No, but it was right in the Airbnb. It was like a little... It was great.
I love both. I think I might prefer a steam to a dry sauna. Mm-hmm. The dry sauna, sometimes they get a little too much quickly. Yes.
We'll get to you in a second.
You're confused. I know. As soon as
I'd like to ask a question.
A okay.
Just a clarifying
and
question.
A sauna. Joe doesn't know the difference.
I was just going to say one thing before.
No idea what the difference is.
I don't know the difference.
When you were talking, Joe went,
I'm not a sweating connoisseur.
A sauna,
either.
It's everything's.
I'm not a rich asshole
okay.
that has a gym membership.
Gym membership. A sauna is usually wood paneled, and you sit down. There's hot coals, and it's just really hot in there, but you can see everything. You pour water on the coals. Sometimes there'll be steam.
So you sweat in there.
Yeah. You sweat in
and
there.
And sometimes there's limited steam.
Very limited steam. It's
but
really.
It's not just only.
It's
steam.
Temperature controlled, 120 degrees or whatever. Steam room, you go in, and it's. Steam and it's tiled. It's like a shower tile.
Oh, it's like sit wet. There. It's like
it's wet. It's yeah. a wet.
What's the difference?
It's a wet
in terms of the, one the
more
effect on
more
you.
Moisture.
I feel like we're trying to. It's that moment in Isle of Lucy when you're like there are two words in the English language that you should never use. One of them is lousy and one of them is swell. Lucy's like, so what are they? I feel like Joe. That's Joe in this moment.
Okay. It's a dry heat versus a wet heat, but I don't know what the difference in the health benefits are. I just know. I mean, I love a sauna. Don't get me wrong. But a steam room is nice because you get all that steam. You can inhale. But this is what I was going to say before he jumped in. Usually there's like a menthol eucalyptus situation going on in there. And you inhale that. You're like, oh, let's fucking go clear my sinuses. It smelled bad. There was none of that. And so I was like, oh, this kind of sucks. I was trying to do some deep breathing.
Let me get this straight. The co-ed steam room, which you were like, I'm not sure what I'm going to see in there.
Yeah.
I could have told you in advance. Zero hot chicks, and it was going to smell.
Well, usually there's
told you that ahead
usually there's eucalyptus. There was no.
Well, for the future,
yeah. One old guy in white tidy whities, and it smells like
just smoking a menthol.
you don't travel with your own eucalyptus.
I guess I should from now on. I'm like, is this frowned upon? I brought a bag of. I'm going to light
these
on
hang
fire.
My eucalyptus.
If you don't like the co-ed thing, though, there's a place in Jersey called King Spa, and it's a Korean spa. And they have tons of stuff.
I can just drive an hour and a half instead of using my free gym. Wait, hold on. Let me write this down.
Also, I'm curious when he said he didn't like the co-ed thing. So I don't think that was the problem.
But it's like separated when you go in. So like the women go together, the men go together. And
all spas are like, all spas.
Are they?
Like,
I don't know. Yeah. But it's like a traditional.
I don't know if he has to go to Korea to find a gender
I could go to literally any spa that's usually separated.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was
if you go to the Russian, you've been to the Russian Turkish bath? That feels like a Troy thing to do.
No, I haven't been to that. I'm always afraid it's going to end up.
That's co-ed. Yeah.
Hand jobs. I don't even want to be offered.
You want to be offered a hand job?
No, I don't want to be offered a hand job. Maybe it's rude to say no.
Just put your AirPods in.
You'll be allowed to be put in that position.
Oh, that guy doesn't want a hand job.
You love your job? Good.
I don't think anyone. I mean, I might be leaving the conclusions here, but I feel like most people who are giving professional hand jobs would prefer that you decline.
We had a buddy.
Oh, you can't.
Who loves you a good rub and tuck. And he would tell these stories that would turn your hair white. Like a block away from here is a place.
Don't want to know.
My hair is already turning white.
Oh no.
Just kind of, I was like, that exists in my neighborhood back when I lived here. It's like, yeah. Oh my God. I wish I could tell these stories. The thoroughness with which she, what were you going to say?
The reason I like spas is I like the baths, like a literal bathhouse. I went to one in Manhattan for a birthday present, and it's just like all different pools, like just different pools of water.
It's fun.
Are they all public?
I mean, you have to pay to get it, so no, but like.
But there's a bunch of other people in every pool.
But it's limited. But this one was.
Are
like,
they all hot?
The people?
Like
the pool.
Temperature?
Oh. Are they naked?
Yes and yes. No. No, but it's like they'll have like a salt one, you know, and like you float in it. It's really crazy. And then they have like a deep plunge one that you like jump in, and that's kind of tepid water. And then you go to like a really hot one, and you're supposed to do all these different, like a cold plunge and then a hot plunge and all this stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
More than I like sitting in a sauna. I just get bored. I'm just like, oh, I'm so sweaty and bored.
What do you do in there? You just sit?
I think you're supposed
can you have
to
your
just
phone
enjoy
out or is
yourself.
That a problem?
No, because it's going to get all hot.
Yeah.
I think you're
the
just supposed to sit
The guy next to me had
there.
A phone. I heard him tapping away. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Your phone's going
to
get ruined.
So you just have to like
relax. Yeah. Like if you're good at meditating, I think this would be the place for you.
Yeah.
It's like a willpower test too, because the hot saunas are like, you know, like your lips start to get hot, like your salty, like sweat starts to heat up on your own skin. It's a crazy feeling.
I mean, I felt like $1 million when I came out of there. I went in, took a very, very cold shower. It was like counting, is hold my...
Get the circulation going.
Get the circulation going. You know, cold plunges are all the rage right now.
Yeah, people love them. Ice now, baths.
Yeah, I mean, sign me up. I love it. $99, get one of those fucking things. I'm like a year or two away from having a fucking sauna, a hot tub, and a cold plunge in the backyard. I'm going to be that guy because I love it.
I don't understand it. It's really popular upstate to have like a sauna on your property.
Oh! Coming upstate then.
I hate sweating. I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like being too cold. And this just sounds like varying, like different levels of uncomfortable. And you're like, ooh, let me try this out for a while and not have my phone.
I mean,
yeah, let me get a room that its whole purpose is let me see how long I can stand being in.
Sit here with my thoughts about how uncomfortable I am and then be a different type of uncomfortable in the next room.
At King Spa, there's one sauna because King Spa has all these different hot rooms. There's like the amethyst room, the salt room, and you just go in and they're just like saunas. One, forget what the temperature was. It's like 200 something degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yes.
And you can't wear any synthetic materials. They give you clothes to wear because it'll like adhere to your body. You can't wear jewelry. And they give you a burlap sack. And you go in and you like put the burlap sack around you. And you just sit there like a monk. And you just contemplate.
And you felt like $1 million when you were done. I don't get it.
Losing my mind.
Yeah. Follow-up question.
It's like being in a yurt.
Yeah.
Can you wear contacts?
Oh, I don't know. I don't wear contacts.
Into your eyes.
Not if it's 200 degrees.
Yeah, I don't think. I was closing my eyes, too. Like, I was just like.
By the way, not 200 degrees.
Okay.
There's no way.
Yeah. That would be cooking you. You would be cooking. Slow cooking.
Dry sauna.
Probably very hot.
I'm sure it's quite hot.
Especially with the burlap sack.
But it's not.
Then you have the burlap sack.
It's going to add a few degrees.
All right, 100 something. That's what I say.
Yeah, so it's like every song.
You can start
I'm sure it's short of
like
lethal, which 200 degrees would certainly be.
I don't know.
Sydney keeps bringing considering up you can these boil specific one. Specialty places that are just like every other place.
The ideal temperature, 150 to 195 degrees Fahrenheit. So it does get quite hot.
That is hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not uncomfortable when you know you're like going into it for an experience. You're like, I'm going to shower afterwards. It's not like I'm going to go give a lecture somewhere like soaked. You're doing it and you come out and then you get that. I mean, I felt great all day into today, except for my eye, which has been twitching uncontrollably for 3 weeks straight.
Oh no.
You got to drink more water.
That's the worst.
I'm probably not drinking enough water. I drink a lot of coffee and there's water in that.
That's not how that works.
It starts to twitch.
Diarrhea.
You just gotta like not be so stressed out. Just relax.
I don't feel
stop
stressed.
Stop feeling stressed. Troy.
I don't. That's the thing I don't feel stressed. I'm not getting as much sleep anymore now that I wake up so early. But I don't feel stressed. I feel really good. But my eye is telling me different.
The
my
lack
eyes,
of sleep thing will do crazy things.
Might be the sleep thing. Might be the sleep thing. Anyways, you never been in a steam, huh? Never said I'm going to hop in a sauna?
I think I sat in a sauna once.
Okay.
I think I was in a sauna once and yeah, it was like, this is really hot. It was cool though, you know? It was like, you feel like you're sitting there trying to sweat out the bad shit or whatever.
Get it all out.
Yeah. But is it all nonsense?
It's
all
nonsense. Man. It's good for you.
What bad shit is in there?
I like it.
There's a lot of bad shit in there. You ever do the...
why don't you just go for a jog? Sweat it out.
The lemonade.
You do that first.
What was the lemonade cleanse? Remember the lemonade phase?
You were at lemonade with Tabasco.
Yeah, what the
you
fuck was that
cayenne,
called?
Cayenne pepper, right?
Cayenne, not all right, Tabasco.
So I did it. I've done it twice. I mean, this was a long time ago, but the first time I did it, it was amazing. It was like a spiritual experience. You fast for 10 days and all you can have is this homemade lemonade, which is like distilled water, lemons, cayenne pepper, and like grade B maple syrup. But the other part of the experiment is that every morning you drink 32 ounces of water with this Celtic sea salt in it. And you cannot leave the house for an hour and a half because what happens, especially the first time you do the lemonade cleanse, is that you shoot black water out of your ass for an hour and a half straight for 10 days. Every morning you do it, you're like, you cannot leave the house. And it is the most purifying feeling because like I did it when in my 30s, right? So it's 30 years of buildup. Just like when I did it again, like a couple years later, it wasn't as dirty in there because it was not as much buildup. But the things that come out of you, holy shit.
You belong in L.A., I don't know why.
Right? It's such a weird trait you have.
This holistic random. Health, like, dude.
Oh, I love it.
It's like making a random sim that's like sporty and like from Boston, but then they also have this weird high maintenance health trait that's out of nowhere.
Well, you know, you get older and you realize like, tick, tick, tock, only so much time left.
Tick, tick, tock.
Yeah, but you
talk.
No, he wouldn't work in LA. It doesn't work. Because he swings so far the other way.
Yeah.
Like he's also horrifying to his body when we're on tour. Like, yeah, we're all hanging out. He does some of the most terrible things, and he drags you with him. He's like, do this to yourself. Hurt yourself.
Yeah. That's the one little window I have to enjoy a nice little cocktail.
Stay up till 3 a.m. Drink this 10%er.
Right. That's not enjoying a nice little cocktail.
A little tipple.
A little tipple.
Not a little tipple.
Well, we all have our vices. like a good drink. My in-laws are in town, and they're retired, so they like having a couple cocktails too. This is my wife's dad, and they had a bottle of Captain. I was like, let's fucking go. I love Captain. Last night we're playing Wingspan. I'm like, I'm having a Captain and Dyer. Let's go. I pour it. A nice
cocktail
nice
and Wingspan is so fun.
Oh, that's my amazing. God. So I pour it. I'm taking a sip, and I'm like, man, this Captain tastes funny. He goes, oh, that's the 100 proof Captain. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing drinking 100 proof Captain? I mean, it was a bottle this big. It's normally 70 proof. So this was like having a high-end bourbon.
This Captain is something you sip.
Yeah, it's a real sipping whiskey. Yeah, sipping rum. Anyways, shout out to our new sponsor, Captain Morgan 100 proof, which we will all be drinking right after this quick break.
Remember how amazing it was to wake up on a Saturday morning and turn on the TV and get your favorite cereals, like, treats, like sit down, watch some Smurfs, if you're me, watch some Smurfs or whatever, like come home after school and get an afternoon cereal and think about how boring protein shakes and supplements are and how chalky protein bars can be. Well, you know what brings back that feeling? Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has reinvented your favorite childhood cereals to taste great, but each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs per serving. It's a high protein, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free way to relive those moments watching your favorite cartoons, even Snorks. Plus, it's 140 calories a serving. And now Magic Spoon also has chewy, delicious treats that come in 4 flavors, marshmallow, chocolatey peanut butter, blueberry muffin, and double chocolate. They're just like the marshmallowy treats you had as a kid, but with only 1 gram of sugar and 2 grams of net carbs. And they're packed with 11 to 12 grams of protein per bar. Magic Spoon is really delicious. I heard it advertised on some other podcasts, and I bought some, and I got the chocolate. Is amazing. I'm a big chocolate freak, and it's a great sort of, like, I do it as like a late night snack, like all the time. And the treats, like, you can carry them with you, and you can eat them anywhere, all over the place, even at work or at a carnival. Head to magicspoon.com/GCP to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. And don't forget to add their tasty treats to your order. Be sure to use our promo code GCP at checkout to save $5 off. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/GCP and use the code GCP to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
We should have an episode where we just sip on, like, cocktails, like a real strong cocktail. That'd be fun.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We really need a
martinis,
bar.
Like martinis all around.
Yes. Yes.
The old studio had a kitchen. We never really set up a nice bar. We always had whiskey in there, but, like, well, we got to do something with some, like, flair.
Shakers.
Yeah, really get it.
We need to, like, bring a caterer in here, like a real professional bartender.
I can make some cocktails.
We have two.
Well, I know, but you guys have other things to do.
Yeah, but they need to be here when we're recording.
No, exactly.
Walk around.
They'll, like, stand around the background. They'll hover with, like, Matt.
I have a friend.
They're like the ball boys, and when our drink is empty, they, like, sprint in and, like, pour another drink.
Oh my God,
and,
like,
sprint back.
We should have an on-set private chef slash barista slash bartender that is just here for our needs.
Yep.
And a masseuse.
And obviously, and a masseuse.
Who comes up behind us while we record when we get scared.
Can we get a plunge pool installed in there?
And a sauna.
And a slide.
We got some space.
Slide down.
Slide. Yeah.
The only way we're going to be able to do this is if you sign up for our 30-day free trial. Did you know that you can get 30 days for free for our exclusive subscription service? I don't talk about it enough. Hell, I don't know if I've ever talked about it on this show. But if you go to jointhenaish.com or just go to glasscannonnetwork.com, you can sign up for a 30-day free trial of our exclusive subscription service where there are thousands of hours of shows that you can only get on that website. So check it out. 30 days for free. You'd be a fucking dumb not to do it.
And you're going to stick around because you can't listen to everything in 30 days.
Nope.
You simply can't. It's impossible.
Lots of Sydney on there if you're into that. Also want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Norse Foundry.
Yeah!
Foundry VTT and Demiplane.
The plane.
Keeping these lights on. Lot went on last week. You guys have listened to that episode recently, some of you. I'm tempted to hear your thoughts on what happened last week before I give my sort of recap, as it were. Who would like
we
to
go in a circle? Can we all
cheer? Yeah.
And you listened?
Can we each do a sentence?
Nice. Start it off.
Wait, I want to start.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to start?
We're on a fucking another planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right
Never
the
saw
whole
that
time.
Did
Kate
not
was
see
right.
No I called it
you
immediately.
You did not say that.
Yes, she did.
I did.
Hashtag
as
Kate
soon
was
as
right
we saw the map,
time.
I was like, this is Kashrina.
You read it online on Reddit.
No,
and
I didn't. I swear.
No, I remember this very clearly.
Unbelievable.
I'm the actual
month,
person
really?
Who said it first.
Pride Month
was Skid, and Skid gets a bottle.
Oh. Are you serious?
Wow.
I swear to God, if I could flip this table.
Listen to the tape.
I would flip it.
Listen to the tape.
Sometimes I remember myself as Kate.
She's trying to flip the table.
She's trying to flip it.
It's
table,
true.
This table weighs like a metric ton.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so bad.
It really was Skid when we...
We were all thinking. We've all been there before.
Right, but Skid was the first one to say it, and then you said it at the beginning of the next episode.
No.
Watch the videotape. It's true.
I think we gotta go back.
I made a note.
You need receipts.
Skid a bottle.
Bring your receipts.
I will. I'll go get them like I did the last time.
What will happen if Kate brings the receipts?
I will give
this network.
Skid will have to hand that.
Can't
bottle.
Handle another reunion show. It will riot.
You did say it, but Skid said it first, and that's how I was like, Skid was spoiled on this.
You're
adventure.
Just trying to pit us against each
Listen,
other.
I would love to give you a cap. Lord knows you need him, but.
I'd love to give you a kiss.
Skid earned that one. But listen, you are on Castrovel. You're on another planet. You make first contact with these elves. You are in Loski Alua. They are the Oatia. They are the astronomers, the sort of into divination magic and studying the stars, as we learned in Cannon Fodder, the constellations they see
yes.
are the same that you would see if you were on Galarian. The constellations do not change. However, you are not in Kansas anymore. You guys want to fill in the blanks? You want me to keep going?
Yes.
Our first contact situation went really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shockingly well. They knew we were from Galarian. One.
Well,
woman in particular.
Yes. Aleli knew that we were from the blue planet. She was like, I recognize your accents.
your language. Your language.
Yeah, speaking common. And basically, she got a message from Sakawachi. Who was an oracle...
Sakawachi,
who's an oracle in Skywatch, which is a city in Brivoy. And they have a big observatory, and so does this city in Loski Alua.
Loski Alua.
Loski Alua. Yeah. Oh, boy. Loski Alua. So she basically like was in contact with this other person.
Just call it L.A.
They're in L.A.
I remember.
We're in L.A.
The Griffith Park Observatory. That's
and things were going really well. And we were really getting along. And she was like, basically, I think I can get you back home if we can open up this portal. And Zephyr was like, no worries. I have a key that does that.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, I forgot.
And then
this is what I remember from the first in contact situation.
Lily grabbed the key and then... started dying like immediately, shriveling up, and then we realized it's probably the Obnubulate curse, which we didn't really think about. And then her, what's his name? I said his name
Genthiel.
Wrong.
Genthiel.
Genthiel. Genthiel. Or their name. Genthiel got really mad and was basically like, "You need to go talk to my mom, who's dead." No,
I'm dead 100 years or so.
Yeah.
I like they were like, you know, oh yeah, she's been dead 100 years. I haven't even been to visit her grave in like 80.
Yeah. And now we desperately need her help.
To
Can you go?
Yeah.
And you guys go.
And he was like, I can't come, though. So
peace.
But yeah, so he they were like, you can go down to this grove area and go talk to my mom to save Aleli to get you home. And that's basically our only option now. And Hubert pissed off a cliff and everyone got upset.
And pooped.
Oh, pooped.
And he pooped. And
I think that's what made people a little bit
that's
more
what
upset.
They
I also
were
think
upset.
He was pleasuring himself over the cliff onto the beach.
No.
No.
You never said that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you listen, you hear him say, "I'm raining, it's raining babies on the beach."
That's not what happened.
Listen back to the tape.
I assumed he just didn't understand the difference between urine and semen.
I think it was pretty clear in my mind what he was doing. But one other thing is Genthiel, when examining Aleli's situation, said, I've experienced this psychic signature once before. My mother, Iscariel, revealed it to me so that I would recognize it again if such a time should come. It's the imprint of Osoyo, the black frost whale. His mother was a healer and part of a secret society, a society that was tasked with remembering the elves' campaign against this Osoyo. Even Genthiel doesn't know what that entailed. So if there's any hope of removing this curse from Aleli, maybe curing the Obnubile curse altogether, as well as getting you home, since Aleli is the one that has made contact with this Sakawachi on Galarian and is the like head astronomer that could possibly open up some sort of pathway for you to get home, you need to go to this grove to speak with his dead mother.
We also found out that in the grove, or the grove is protected by guardians, extraplanar guardians, mm-hmm. that hold these memories in safekeeping, the memories of their great ancestors. And so supposedly they're just keeping out monsters and other enemies in the deep. It seems that there might be like intelligent civilizations down here that are... I don't know. I call them drowish. I don't know. We'll see. But like, it sounds like there's people that live underground. And so I don't know what exactly that means.
And also extraplanar guardian. Did you say that? Extraplanar guardians? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, a memory cache. The memory cache.
Memory cache. Like most Troy NPCs, they were deliberately vague when they could give more information about
he's
the
never been there. I think he gave you a lot of
crazy that he's never been there.
For he didn't tell us.
They are scholars. They are not adventurers, and it is dangerous. The road to the memory cache is fraught with peril.
Why did they bury his mom there?
I was like, one thing that's common to the Elf Society, they only bury their dead in places that are really, really dangerous to reach.
Well, just over a century ago, the former elves took her down there because of the memories that she possessed. It was important.
She was the last one.
She was the last one, yeah. And since then, no one from this generation has gone down. I wonder if elves' generations work the same as we do, like every 20 years, or is it every like 150? Is it
how often do they procreate?
What's their trend cycle like?
They could bang anytime they want.
They could bang anytime, but when do they want it? When do they like? When do they start feeling that kind of biological clock?
Like around 200. Yeah. Like I really need to have a baby soon.
Or if we knew what kind of music they were into, we'd be able to better understand. Like, okay, so this generation, they're really not into whatever that generation is into.
Right. Yeah.
Was your dad an elf?
They
or
were
your mom
bottoms.
Was the elf.
Wow, my dad is an elf.
Your dad's really accusatory.
Dad, no.
Why?
The way he said it.
Was your dad an elf?
Dad?
Was your dad?
But wait, yes. Zephyr's dad was an elf.
Yeah.
Did he love you?
Zephyr?
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, I think so. Don't all parents love
what about your mom?
Their child?
No.
She's a human.
Did she love you?
No.
I mean, yeah.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Were they both around when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Really?
Had
your dad run around on your mom?
Childhood.
Troy.
I don't think so.
Your dad like chose a mortal life?
Yeah.
Are they both? Are they both still alive? Are they both still alive?
Yes.
Where are they?
Yeah.
They're back in Silver Strand Harbor, just chilling.
What do they do?
Are they retired?
Are you going to be cool when
my
he remarries?
My mom's like a chef, and then my dad's like a hunter, like a butcher.
Do they have any allergies?
Oh. Do they have any what?
Allergies.
Allergies?
Yeah. Are you going to make them dinner? Why are you asking
I don't think
that?
So.
You
maybe
can never
seasonal
be too
allergies.
For a dinner party.
You know, everyone's got seasonal allergies.
You have passed the backstory test.
Well done, kid.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Though you did say, I don't know, about 17 times.
I didn't know what was going on.
You mean you don't know your parents' allergies? You have not done your character study.
Does your dad love you? I don't know.
No, never.
I never thought about it. Does your dad love you? Fuck.
We should start doing that to each other. Just intensely interrogate about backstories. You have passed the backstory test.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Did we get a ball cap?
You have been... I might have thought about it.
It's a really dangerous thing to do with us. I feel like we started doing that in the right mood, someone would just like go off and would be like 30 minutes later, we'd arise from the backstory test.
Yeah.
You have been walked by a congregation of elves to this area, this well. Looks like there's a staircase descending.
A murder of elves.
A murder of elves.
Oh, can we also say, just for us too, we're retconning that we went shopping.
Went shopping at the elven outpost among the Oasians.
We sold them some cool shit from Galarian.
And they were happy to take it, and they gave you their versions of things that will have the same mechanical benefits. But I think flavor-wise, if you put some rune on your weapon, it doesn't look like a rune you can buy from, Absalom.
Yeah, maybe the rune stones they're carved into are like those stones that Asta was stealing.
Oh, that's fun.
They were so happy to receive our Galarian goods that they paid full price.
They don't even know about the half price thing.
That's so sweet. That was huge.
That was really huge.
They paid quarter price.
That's why we were able to get all those striking rooms. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
All right, so you are outside of this staircase leading down. The elves say, "See ya," and they start walking back.
Well?
Yes, it's a well. Bonds, would you like to go down?
I'd be honored. This way.
I'll follow your lead. Katana out.
Speaking of Barnes, you guys ready to see Barnes?
I wonder if you're ready to go.
Oh, do we have Barnes art?
Do you finally have it?
Sure do. Oh, shout out to Matt Forsyth. Here.
Thank you, Matt.
Is Theomachus Barnes.
Unfair.
The first word that popped into my head was Daddy Barnes.
Daddy Barnes.
I saw this and I was like, Daddy.
Daddy Barnes.
This is Daddy. This is Papa. Daddy.
This is Daddy.
Matt Forsyth.
Wow. This is
holy shit.
Daddy. This is Daddy Barnes.
This is so ridiculous. This is why people should play role-playing games.
With
just like
this.
Make up handsome versions of themselves.
All right. Where are the...
He's so debonair.
Where are the tats?
They're under the coat, right?
He has the only one you've seen.
Yeah.
Was poking out from his
sleeve.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be the only tattoo he has.
God. No, there's no way.
River dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't wake the dragon.
Well, I love him.
I want to be him.
He's the perfect advertising gig.
So that coated stud goes down first.
Such a stud.
You descend about 30 feet, and then you see a passageway. It's just darkness. Only Buggles can see, those of you with low light vision. The light that's trickling in from the passageway gives you a little bit of vision in, but Buggles can tell you, like, the passageway just keeps going. You don't see an end.
Brother Ramius, you have any ability to shine a bit of light on the situation here?
Yes, Bonds, just wait one moment.
And he does his casting, and this ball of light just hovers over Barnes and stays there. And then he turns and he casts one over Asta. And then he casts one over himself. And these three balls of light are just kind of hovering around us.
Asta, Barnes, and yourself?
Asta, Barnes, myself... And potentially Zephyr, but she's shooting range anyway. What does she care?
Right.
You know, my dad loved me, at least.
That's a lot. Hey, at least your dad loved you, you think.
All right, give me 1 second because I want to put these lights on your character just to save time.
Zephyr also has one, sorry. I didn't know if it was four total, but it is.
It's 20, or is it? What is it?
It's 20 feet of bright, 20 feet of dim.
Okay. Last but not least.
But, like, save yourself the time. Zephyr, Brother Ramius, in particular. I don't know about Asta. Do you have low light vision?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the three of us, like, it doesn't matter. It's just 40 feet, essentially, because...
But if you guys start moving in different directions, having the flickering light will look cooler on them.
Did you get dark vision from Talitha?
No.
In the ball sack?
Remember, we talked... Yeah, we talked about if I got the dark vision, but it's... I get the changeling feat the effect.
Like a flavor change into an animal.
Changeling trait, the ability to get changeling feats, yes. Which I haven't used yet, because I'm only level 3, but I hope that will come around. That would be fun.
Wow. All
right, so Asta.
Like a changeling ancestry feat.
It would be cool.
Pretty wild.
To take one late, yeah.
And you said Zephyr as well. We get old Zephy do.
Old Zephy do. Zephy poo.
Poo, Zephy do.
Here you go, Barnes.
Thank you.
Barnes, with this light that Brother Ramius gives you. Who has it again? The light?
All of us but Buggles.
Oh, you gave it to Zephyr too?
Yeah.
Why do you hate Buggles?
Okay. Yeah, why
he doesn't need it. He has dark vision.
Yeah, but it's pretty.
I can only have 4 orbs.
Sorry, Buggles. I tried.
That's 4 active orbs.
Fine.
See this passage just twisting and turning and going on. Keep following it.
I'd like to do a survival check.
Okay.
As we're walking, just to see if no one has passed this way in 100 years, if the evidence suggests that. That is a 17.
17. There are some little things that look like tracks, animal tracks, perhaps. With the 17, I'll tell you, it's hard to determine how old or how new they are. Is it recent as of a week? It's certainly not years old, so there has been some...
What are the tracks like? Like paws?
They look like paws. Some look like paws, like quadrupeds.
Like a smaller creature?
Yeah, and then some look like lots of smaller creatures altogether.
Can I roll on the track? Can I roll knowledge on the track? See if I can identify the...
You can. You're going to have to hit a pretty...
Oh, I bet it's a mouse deer.
On another planet, it's going to be pretty tricky.
I think it's mouse deer.
I'm using my diverse lore to use esoteric.
If it's mouse deer, can I have another bottle cap?
I'll think about it.
26.
I said it first. No one said it before me. I want that on the record. I'm the first guy to say mouse.
26, but with my dubious knowledge, even with a fail, I would get a piece of information. I would get a piece of true information, a piece of false information.
All right. The one that looks the freshest, we'll say, has sort of a simian quality to it.
Interesting.
Oh no!
Asta immediately thinks of the scorpion.
It's a cave orangutan.
Yeah. The scorpion monkey, and is like,
"Oh right,
yeah."
Oh,
yeah. There's something very simian about it, but it's otherworldly.
The dubious knowledge. When you fail, but don't critically fail, not a recall knowledge check using any skill, you learn the correct answer and an erroneous answer, but you don't have any way to differentiate which is which.
That's fun.
That is
also see the
fun.
Tracks of a Ferris wheel.
That's crazy.
Could be anything.
Based on my research, it could be either something simian or a theme park attraction.
I have no way of knowing.
I have no way of knowing.
Just
really hope it's not the theme park attraction. I don't.
You don't have a good Ferris wheel?
I don't know how to fight that.
Yes, that would be challenging.
You guys keep going down this inclines, this declines. There's stairwells from time to time built into the stone. And then more twists and turns. You feel like you go for about a mile or so until you see a circular staircase, reminiscent of the one that you came down to get to this passageway. And at the bottom of the staircase, the passage sort of opens into a wide landing. And we will go to the map. You guys can rearrange yourselves based on what you've decided. I put Barnes up front there, but...
Brother Amius is all the way in the back, and I can't see shit. And I'm just like, I don't see anything on this map. Oh, I see why. Huddled in the back in fear.
Huddled in the back. The passage opens up into a landing, and to either side of... the eastern exit of this room, the walls have been carved with identical images of leafless trees.
Can I roll knowledge check on that?
Yeah.
Okay, 19 with the -2 will be a 28.
28.
Again, dubious knowledge.
Yeah, you don't recognize the particular symbols or the what they represent, but it does seem like it sort of denotes the entrance of something. You know, like you don't know exactly what the trees mean, but it seems like it was put there purposefully to denote, like, welcome. You've arrived at the right place.
And also there's a tilt-a-wheel somewhere with it.
Yes, and also a tilt-a-wheel.
Welcome to Six Flags over Castrovel.
I think this is the way in, shall we?
Yes, proceed.
Asta follows, holding her katana.
Yeah, I have Kukri and my mirror out.
Okay, now we don't really use exploration mode. It's something that we've kind of eschewed just naturally in the way that we play. But give me a sense of what everybody's doing as you're walking along here. We can play around with it a little bit.
I think Zephyr's paranoid about if anything can jump out at us, especially if we noted that we saw like simian tracks. So she's like hyper aware of any danger, maybe.
Okay, perception.
Yeah, perception.
Can I use esoteric lore, my knowledge skill? It's like seeing, like constantly scanning to see if there's anything I recognize from my research, my field work, my experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brother Amius, I think, will be on guard for unseeable, magical sort of, I don't know, whether they're traps or defenses or whatever. So he'll just continually cast detect magic, basically.
Okay.
So he'll just want to know as soon as there's any magic within 30 feet.
Okay.
I think Buggles is just kind of absorbed by these images of trees here, trying to kind of come to terms with what that could signify. Like here, deep in the earth, these leafless trees down here. I think he's that image is fascinating to him.
What about Asta?
I think Asta, similarly to Brother Ramius, is sort of like tuning in to the sounds and like the feelings of the air around her, you know, feeling for like a crackling energy or like force, changes of force, like entering a new area that might have a magical effect around it. So I guess Arcana.
Okay. Great. You turn the corner there, Barnsey, and you see another chamber up ahead sort of twists and turns to the south. And the sky up above somehow peeks into this sinkhole chamber. Maybe there's a fissure in the ceiling with which some light is kind of peeking its way through. Very, very faint light.
How deep are we?
Is it a mile, right?
Like, yeah,
a mile,
I mean, then? You went a mile, but it was so many twists and turns and ups and downs, it's kind of hard to know how deep you are.
Yeah, it's like 20,000 leagues under the sea. It's like they're not 20,000 leagues deep.
Just
they
done.
Traveled 20,000 leagues.
He logged 20,000 leagues.
Yes.
But you can see Barnes from your...
I didn't know that either. Right, yeah.
Wow.
I feel dumb.
You can see that the hole in the ceiling with which this light is spilling through is hundreds of feet up. So the ceiling in this chamber is very high.
I cast magic measure.
Is that a thing?
What?
You know how
did
I
you
know,
want me to laugh?
You know how I know you made it up? You never looked at anything.
Right. You went like this.
See,
like
skid slowly peering over was the best. Like, what the fuck is she reading?
This, I'm not familiar with all the spells. Like,
does she want me to laugh?
100 feet.
A couple hundred feet up. There are narrow streams of water cascading down the walls in a dozen tiny waterfalls. So maybe this crack is one of many cracks where moisture from up above is finding its way down. And there's these little rivulets, little waterfalls all coming down the walls of this sinkhole. And I say sinkhole because in the back of the room is a pool to the south. And beyond the pool, the ceiling starts to lower into a smaller cavern that turns the corner and then disappears.
How does the ground look? Does it look stable? Am I walking into quicksand here?
Yeah, no, it looks very stable.
Is this sort of, it feels sort of like a cenote.
Yeah.
Like a Yucatan.
They fill with the fresh rainwater and they slowly become caves full of water.
Yeah.
So cool.
I would imagine right now... Buggles, actually, no, you guys can't even see really You can't see the water yet, right?
No.
No, I don't think
so. You can just hear the water, or maybe there's a...
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow.
Wait for me. Okay. It really does kind of emulate the experience of being behind a bunch of people, and they're like, whoa, look at this. Like, get out of my way.
Hurry. I'm trying to see this.
Yeah, Buggles, you have the best view of it. Obviously, it's in, like, monochrome. Everybody roll a perception check now that you're in here. Zephyr, if you already rolled...
Yeah, I'm going to keep my roll because it was good.
What did everybody get? Starting with we'll go around the horn here with Joe.
25 for Brother Ramius.
9.
24.
Ooh.
12.
12 also.
Okay. So would you get a 20?
25.
All right. So, Brother Ramius and Zephyr, you notice hiding among the like plants that have started to grow up from this moisture are these two creatures that start to creep out at you, and they look absolutely disgusting. There's sort of a cross between a frog and a multi-legged monkey. And they have like sort of a spider-like face. This
Ferris
is
wheel.
This is
Oh my god. It's fleshy.
Roll for initiative. You guys can keep your perceptions, but if you said you were doing something else besides perception, then you can roll that fresh.
All right, I will.
This is awful. Sometimes when you describe gross stuff, you show us a picture and it's actually kind of cute.
Not this one.
This is not
this thing.
These are
right out of your nightmares.
Said it was 24, Zephyr?
Yes.
And then Ramius was 29?
25.
25. Why did I say 29? Buggles, what'd you get?
12.
12, that's right. And then Matthew,
26.
Okay.
Now, how does this work?
So wait, did you re-roll perception?
No, I rolled my esoteric.
You rolled esoteric, right? Okay.
So, the initiative does not count. Not count also as a recall knowledge, right? Even though I was, this is where I get lost in exploration mode.
That's fair. Yeah.
I can look it up if you want me to.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just make a ruling. I'll let you recall knowledge with it. That's kind of fun. It's not very often that you're going to use esoteric lore for initiatives. So we might as well give you a little bone for doing that. Right. Don't do it all the
time. Now he's going to do it every single.
You said.
That's a free action, basically.
Let me look it up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, esoteric lore isn't necessarily the lore that's going to help you with these creatures. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
But that's the whole idea.
It applies to all creatures.
Applies to everything, yeah.
Let me look it up.
It really applies to creatures more than anything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's creatures, haunts, and...
look at it, because we were basically using exploration mode as a trial here.
Haunts, curses, and creatures.
All right, so you take a look, and what'd you get for you?
So just so I'm clear, did you want us to re-roll the roll that we originally did, or just add the difference?
No, just roll Arcana.
I rolled worse. That's a 10.
Okay.
Got a natural 2.
I could tell by your question, the way you phrased it.
Just making sure I'm following the rules.
All right. So they were hiding. And so they will have lesser cover to those of you, to everyone except Ramius and Zephyr, at least on the first round here. That's how I'm going to rule it. So depending on what they do. So the first one here on the right, well, let's make him appear. This one, oh God, they're so ugly.
Yeah.
They kind of like, with their six eyes, those six tiny eyes, they look at Barnes and just, you feel this like surge of mental energy, like mental heat come at you. Give me a fortitude save.
Okay. 17. Eesh.
17. Okay, so that's a fail. You take... 16 points of fire damage. It was like all in your brain. It was like, you know what it is? Your body heat is like starting to rise. Something in the way that it looked at you is like raised your body temperature to the point where you take 16 points of fire damage.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
It then jumps out and will go to bite Zephyr.
You can try.
I will try to bite you with my gross one-toothed jaw. And that's a natural 20. Big shout out to Norse Foundry for that natural 20.
Critical threat. Here we go.
A 1d10 town, and I rolled a 10 on the 1d10.
Oh, my God.
That'll be 30 points of slashing damage.
This is the worst day of my life.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm back,
baby!
Jesus.
Ooh, that's the first guy. He moved. He did that thing. Bang, boom. It's now Barnes's turn.
Okay. I haven't found an answer to this. It seems like we didn't choose a specific action to do during the exploration mode. Which,
yeah.
So I think the fairest thing to do would be not to give me the recall knowledge. So instead, my first action, I will exploit vulnerability, which uses my esoteric lore.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it would actually be something that you can use all the time, and I don't think that's the spirit of the rule.
13.
13 to...
This is against the standard DC for the creature's level.
The standard DC for the creature's level. Good thing I always have that table open all times. Now I have it. What is your roll?
13.
All right, just regular failure.
Okay. So I fail to recall a salient weakness about this creature, but instead I can exploit a personal vulnerability.
Ah.
And basically I just get to add, it gets a weakness to all my attacks.
Okay.
Okay. And then I will, sorry, still trying to look that up. Barnes will activate the mirror. And another Barnes will appear. Can I get there? No, I don't think so. Oh yeah, I'll move. Can I stand in this space with the rocks?
Right there?
Yep.
Twice the Barnes.
So I'm flanking with Brother Ramius.
Just got hotter in here.
It's funny because my friend was like, next time he does that, make sure to make a fish heads drop.
Somebody said this to me as well.
Yeah, because the band that did the song, parody song, Fish Heads, was Barnes and Barnes.
Ah.
So.
Nice.
It's fun.
Yeah. Two of them.
I'm not going to do the song. But
six people appreciate it.
Yeah. That's a 21 to hit.
21 to hit with fake Barnes is a hit.
Nice.
Okay, and this will be, 9 points of damage plus, 12 points of damage including the weakness.
Okay, 12 points of damage including the weakness.
Nice.
Good round for old Barnesy. Brother Ramius rolled a 25. What do you got there, buddy? Wait, what was that again? Because I forgot it. What'd you roll again?
To hit?
Yeah.
21.
Okay, yeah, because with the less...
And it's off guard.
Yeah, okay, so you're good. And it's off guard. Yep, that's a hit still. Brother Ramius.
Brother Ramius, seeing Zephyr take this massive hit, is going to... Oh, man. This is tough. He's going to attempt to...
It bit me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's long tooth.
Oh, man. Brutal. He is going to attempt to do battle medicine on you. Oh my god, Jesus Christ, and a bag of chips!
That's bad. That's a bad one.
God damn it!
Celebrating. Look how happy he is.
Look how happy. Look at his face.
First, it must have been an amazing roll. At first, it could go either way, you know?
True. You never know.
God.
But that seems bad.
I got the minimum possible success. Okay. I mean, it is just the lowest goddamn number you can imagine.
The special thing about Joey, expresses joy, happiness,
the most single digit.
Just like, because it's such a big risk to do that on battle medicine, and god damn it! 13 points of healing. So he will heal you for 13.
Okay.
And then he will... every monster Troy has, he gives them attack of opportunity, even if they don't have it. Shit. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to take the risk and cast a spell.
Okay.
Next to this guy. Does it provoke?
Doesn't okay. attack you.
I will shoot a divine lance right in its face, like right up in its face.
Okay.
Bam!
It's off guard because you are flanking with Bond.
Divine lance.
Really aggressive.
Really got that visual there.
It's really
natural one.
Aggressive. 20.
Hit.
Yes!
Ooh, nice.
Beautiful. And that will be 4 points of damage.
Huzzah.
4 points of damage.
One from minimum. And that's his turn.
That's his turn, Zephyr.
Whoa. All right. So she's still down almost half her hit points. So she, I'm assuming, does not have her bow out in this tiny little tight quarters. So she's going to do 1-2 punch the regular way. Flurry of blows with the fisty fists. Okay, let's do it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ooh. Oh, 26 to hit.
Nice.
The first one.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Nice.
I'm gonna roll the hits first and then Sun.
Yeah, because then you can combo the Damaggio.
The second one is
Zephyr.
22 to hit.
That's another hit.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god, they both hit. So Sunning Fist.
All right, so
make
I'll roll.
Make a fortitude save, please.
A fort save. Ooh. 24.
Oh, that's a pass. All right, that's fine. But two hits. Awesome. So that's...
I rolled rocks.
1d6. Let's go. So that's... 7. Oh, I got a max damage on that one. Oh, my God. 16 points of damage.
Yeah. 16 wow. points.
Oh. Gave it right back to it.
Damage. So, yeah. Desperately striking out with, like, a big jab cross. The cross definitely hits square in the face. Max damage. But since she's still very much down, she's going to take 35. Her, not full 35 feet, but just move back away towards the entrance there so she doesn't get surrounded at all. And then, I guess... last action, try to make some sort of knowledge check desperately. Okay. Like any weaknesses that these guys have.
All right, you can do a nature or a arcana. Anything else you might want to try?
Nature, please.
Okay, it's going to be hard. Obviously, these don't exist in your home world.
Ooh, my God. All these big numbers.
Action Kate.
Action Kate. There she is.
23.
Pretty good. I think that's 18. Good enough to give you some information here. I don't think there's any reason for you to know what these things are called, but I will say that what is weakness. Actually going to be helpful to you?
Weakness,
please.
Yeah,
they one
don't
weakness.
Have any?
Maybe two. Buy one, get one.
They don't have any weaknesses.
You could give them one.
then they're most...
They have weakness 5 to physical damage.
Beneficial thing I could know.
All physical, magical, and energy damage. They're one small weakness.
Small weakness.
Yeah, I mean, give you something that's going to be helpful here because you did pass this check. They are not very fortuitous.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not very fortunous. Okay.
That's helpful.
So perhaps my stunning fist will break through at one point.
Okay. So. Like when you hit it, you feel like you should have been able to stun it, but it really had to steel itself with all its power to hold that back. So you do feel like maybe a little light on the fortitude.
Interesting.
I'll let you guys know that.
All right. Next up, it is the other one's turn. Terrifying spider frog will... fix its gaze on Asta. Asta, give me a fortitude save as you start to feel a little hot under the collar.
Hey, I was rolling bad before. Let's go. Oh, that's going to be a 27. No worries.
27 is success. You are not affected at all.
Nice.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Amazing. And she's immune.
I just grit my teeth, stare him down.
And it just like really bears down and looks at you harder. Yeah. Give me another fortitude.
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah. Does it have a multiple eyeball penalty?
There actually is a really cool, I've never seen
a MEP
before.
It takes the MEP.
Takes the
23.
You're fine.
Oh,
I just,
I growl
back.
Wow, it's a battle of wills here.
All right, just for shits and giggles, I'm going to continue to do it.
Oh my God.
Because where he's standing, he's going to get cover. So I want to stay there because if I were to move, I would lose that cover. And so I just want to see if you'll
one
roll
more
that
time?
One. Yeah.
Is there a map on it? Does it get a little weaker?
Basically, I can tell you the fortitude DC goes down.
16?
To 16.
Yeah. My God. Wow. I will never, I'll go on record and say I will never in my life pass 3 saves in a round.
That was insane. That was crazy.
That's wow. Amazing. That's amazing. All right. I was hoping you
cool
get that one.
That the fortitude DC drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Each of her rolls went down too.
Yeah, they just hit a little less.
You still hit.
And you outlasted them. Yeah.
Now it's Buggles' turn.
Wow.
Okay. Buggles. So I'm within 10 feet of this one that just attacks Ramius. So that puts me in melee range of my ignition.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so pop! He's with the fiery snap of his fingers. Now it's a miss, I'm sure.
Shit.
So, and then with his third action, he is going to reach out to Zephyr and cast Thermal Stasis.
Ooh.
On her.
What is that?
That will give you resistance 4 to cold and fire until the start of my next turn.
Awesome.
Well, that's great. If they were to fix their gaze on you. Okay. Now it's Asta's turn to finish out the round.
Okay. So, yeah, Asta is going to charge, just run 5 feet over to where this little fucker is.
And, have you ever get run out of my head?
Have you ever ran 5 feet before?
She just takes one big
run at full and speed
and just immediately
for 5 feet.
Pulls her hamstring.
One big step. Ah!
Came up short.
Stop so fast.
I tweaked my knee. Ah, I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, she kind of can't. She couldn't see it. You know, she's got this low light, so she runs up and then it's right there, and she's just going to spell strike at it.
Okay.
So let's see.
Let's see, indeed.
Come on, I'm going to do...
It has lesser cover right there.
Gouging claw as I strike out with my katana. It's 12.
Nope.
Turn this. Did I do it again? Here I go.
Sure.
You're out of action.
No, she... Oh, no, spell strike two actions?
Oh, spell strike is two, and I moved.
Thought she was kidding. I was like, it's a good joke, yeah. Sydney. Well, wrote it down in my diary.
Used all your juice on those fortitude saves. That's the end of round two. That's the end of round one. Round two, right after this quick break.
Thank you again to Fume for being a sponsor for this week's app of the GCP. I am really grateful to Fume for supporting our show for so many episodes, and I can't recommend this flavored air device enough for those of you out there like me that have struggled with bad habits in the past. Cold turkey never worked for me, never has. And when this option came up, I was just blown away. This idea of turning your bad habit into a good one instead of trying to stop entirely, it just blew me away. The device itself is just badass. It has got a great weight to it. It has this covering of like a finely carved wood and a steel mouthpiece that just feels great. And it's not powered. It doesn't ever use smoke or vapor. It just feels great in your hands, and it just flat out tastes delicious when you breathe through it. They have awesome flavors like crisp mint and white cranberry, which is so good. Since Fume doesn't generate any smoke or vapor, I can use it anywhere, or I can use it outside, like I just did the other night when I was out with Nick and Landkeith. Everything about it is just awesome, in my opinion. It keeps so much of the good and fun parts of a bad habit, but it strips out the bad and unhealthy parts of that habit. It's been such a revelation to me, and if you're curious, you should definitely give it a try. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use our code GCN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com. That's TryFume.com and use code GCN to get a free gift with your order today.
We're back! Round two. The terrifying spider frog who is pretty beat up and currently flanked by Barnes and Ramius. All right, looking at this weak, gray-skinned priest. It will stare into your soul. Give me a fortitude save. Fumble.
Yeah, no kidding. This is ripe for fumble zony. 16.
It's a regular failure, and you take max damage, 17 points of fire damage. Your body heat is just starting to rise.
He starts having flashbacks of being in the fire.
And then it will go to bite you as well.
Uh-oh.
And that's a 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Bites Ramius for 7 points of slashing damage. And then we'll turn on Barnes with a bite as well with the map. Natural 20.
God damn it.
On a roll!
Jesus Christ.
I mean, this die is almost unfucking fair. All right, so it's a 25 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, that was with the map. Okay. Let's see. We're doing the max damage. Let's see. Pretty close. One off of max. Two off since it's going to be doubled. 28 points of slashing damage.
I was going to say, that's 28.
Barnes goes down.
Okay. Barnes goes down!
Shit.
Right. Down goes
And let's say that the Barnes that goes down.
I love that you can choose.
The one that he hit, we'll say, is the one that goes down. The other one just
Be weird if he hit that one and the other one. That one stays. Okay, so he disappears, right?
Yeah. Although that one stays and the other one disappears.
I see. Okay, cool. All right, so that pretty good round for that guy. Boom, takes a bite out of you. Boom, does that. Boom, crits you.
We were doing so well. We were playing strategically.
Yep.
Yeah. Same.
Thank you, Norse Foundry. Barnes, it's... Barnes, you will move in the initial order because you are dying. A condition you are quite familiar with. It is Brother Ramius' turn. Brother Ramius, you aren't doing too well either.
I know. It's just insane. The way you roll. He's going to attempt to heal Barnes. It's not really an attempt. He will pray to bring Barnes back. So I will heal Barnes. Let's see here. All right, that is 23 points of healing.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
This white light surrounds you.
Level three, man.
Level three. And then Brother Ramius will flee out of the combat. Down the corridor, never to be seen again.
Ramius leaves. Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you see Barnes go down. Ramius brings him back to life. He's laying on the ground, wounded, prone, without his weapon.
So since he's laying down, if I move up to where Ramius was, there's no flanking.
You will still get flanking because he has an unarmed strike he could do.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still technically threatening.
You can flank with this friend, my other friend.
Nice. So she takes a step up.
Okay.
Again, attempts flurry of blows with her fisty fists.
Okay.
See if we can get
becoming a bit of a fister.
Is that what they call people who fight with their fists?
Yeah. It's like Mike Tyson's famous heavyweight fister.
The first one is a 20 to hit.
The best fisters of all time.
That's right. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the ring with that fist.
21?
20 to hit for the first one.
20 to hit is a hit.
Nice. And then the second one, that one definitely hits. It's a 24 to hit for the second
there
one.
We go.
So fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save, keeping it coming. You know it's weak on the fort, and that is a 13.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. What happens when this?
They can't take an action,
probably
right?
Stunned so, one. I would assume.
Stunned dog
stunned
millionaire.
Stunned one.
Yeah, you're stunned one.
Boom.
One.
Cool. Roll that damage.
Awesome. So damage.
Stunned. That will. I mean, with the damage he was laying out with three actions, now having one less will be good.
12 points of damage total.
12 points of damage totes, and he's stunned. Good round for Zephyr.
Yeah. So, yeah.
A couple rounds for Action Kate.
Action Kate.
Step in.
Give up the bow.
Bow. Pam with her stunning fist. And then takes a step back to protect Brother Ramius a bit.
Cover his cowardly retreat.
Yeah.
Well, remember, you'd also then not be giving Barnes flanking.
Might what do you better. Think? Do you want me to stay up there?
If you could stay up, since you didn't take him down, if you could stay up, that might be helpful.
All right, I'll stay there, and I guess I can either take one more hit with the map, or...
You could aid Barnes.
Aid me.
I'll aid you. Okay, yeah. What should I aid you in?
My attack.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Done!
I'll be like, I know right where to hit him.
Yeah,
every
or maybe
time.
You're distracting him in a way that could give Barnes an opportunity to strike from the ground. Well, it's the other terrifying spider frog's turn, and that one is mano a mano with Asta, and has yet to be hit.
What am I?
I think I have to start with the old heat beam. Give me a fortitude save.
Fine.
Fortitude save.
Oh.
Gonna fail.
Oh.
12.
Almost a critical failure, but it is just a regular failure. Time to take some damage. Oh! That is going to be 13 points of fire damage. You just feel your body start to warm up like you're being doused in lava. Then it will go to bite you with its jaws. No natural 20 this time around. In fact, only a 13.
Miss.
Okay, and then since it worked last time, let's try it again with the map. Natural one.
What's its name?
It came back around. It has no name, but it doesn't matter. Nat one is a nat
blue
one.
Blue too close to the sun.
Yeah.
All
what
right.
It doesn't have a name.
It sounds to me like its attack is magical. So let's go with a magic fumble.
It doesn't have a name.
Doesn't matter. All natural ones are fumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Natural 20s are crits if they're a named character.
Oh,
natural ones are fumbles.
Yeah.
Today I learned.
Today I learned.
Today years old.
The very beginning, and everyone forgets everything. It's been true for 7 years.
It's a funny little blind spot.
In 2E, it just does not stick in my head. Does it work differently?
Because there's so many different ways to crit.
Because there's fumbles without rolling a natural one.
Right.
I wonder if people, I imagine they do play 2E without the plus 10, minus 10 crit fumbles.
You think so? Why? That's such a major part of 2E,
though.
That
makes it fun.
I know, but I bet you can do it without it.
Sure.
Yeah, I imagine
people doesn't mean you should.
The thing is, like, normally fumbles have no consequence in 2E.
Yeah.
This is one circumstance in which they do if you roll a natural one for us.
Yeah.
Most times in the game, on an attack, like, they won't. It doesn't matter.
When we first played the playtest, that was one of the things that I remember being like, oh, I don't like that. Because it was a big change.
Yeah.
I like a natural 20 being a crit, a 1 being a fumble. And when you expand your crit range, like you did in 1E, like having a 19-20 or an 18-20 be a crit, that to me, I like more. And I still, to this day, don't love the plus 10, minus 10. But
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't like that you can crit by going 10 over the AC or fumble by going 10 under.
I like that.
Which doesn't have any significance.
You get to crit more.
Yeah, I would take that.
I know, I don't like that. I like that a 20, because it's a lot rarer. Not for me, but for...
No, you had to confirm in 1E.
Right.
So it was way rarer.
I would take that over the confirm any day. I hate the confirm.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
It can be incredibly deflating.
The most deflating natural 20 imaginable.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it just makes like a high die roll fun.
And also, what we're saying when you say you crit more is you will never crit bosses of any kind, even
unless you're
moderately higher level, unless you roll a natural 20. But bosses can crit you easier.
All the time. Like,
And sometimes you will roll a natural 20 against them and you still won't crit.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I that's one thing that I miss, because I did like that. I'm a bit of a masochist.
I get it.
But I get it. Critting more is more fun. But also,
but they rebalance the crit effects on a lot of stuff anyway, so it feels, it doesn't feel OP to me, it just feels more fun.
Yeah, I feel like we need to do something for the fumbles, the minus 10 fumbles, because right now it's just like, you miss.
It nothing. Really yeah, if we could.
So it's just weighted towards success, and there's no penalty for
you just
self-inflict
self-inflict a wound.
Right. Well, I also think
a 20 and 10 over
is... we're skating through this campaign.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's make it a little
harder.
I
mean more in general and not so much the campaign.
But the way that these are balanced, especially the way these in this AP are balanced, a miss is devastating.
Yeah. Sure,
every miss is like a character could die.
Yeah. It's like a waste of a turn.
Remarkable.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you get the bonus at a 20 and 10 over, and there's no penalty unless you roll
it. I've thought of it many times. Like, how come a natural 2 against this thing doesn't mean something worse happens? Than a regular mess,
drop
but
your weapon.
Sure, because we would die.
He loves sweating. He loves drinking lemon juice for no reason.
We're playing
in black blood.
It came out of my butt.
The grittier
came out of my butt, Kate.
Pay attention. It came out of my butt, Kate.
Sorry. Black stuff came out of my butt.
Can you read this fumble?
Yes, this one from Derek in Portland, Maine.
That's the real Portland.
Hi, Derek.
We all just saw that. You are so embarrassed at how badly you just missed that you become self-conscious and you take a minus one to all melee attacks.
Yeah, this guy is embarrassed.
1d6 rounds.
Nice. Yeah.
Minus one to melee attacks.
All you also take a minus two penalty to all charisma-based checks, blah, blah, blah. Won't matter. No charisma-based checks.
Is that a beak or does he just have two teeth?
It's teeth.
They look like rodent-like teeth.
Yeah, it looks like a mole.
Yeah.
It's like a...
I don't see frog.
One big fang and then a little. Frog is like.
I don't see frog. Spider.
It's got a frog body. Turn your laptop to the side and you're like.
I see spider when I do that.
Yeah, it's still spider.
Mole, oh, it's a beak. And then like a baboon nose.
Yeah, baboon.
Or is it like a mole tooth?
Oh, it is
no,
a beak.
It's a beak.
It is a beak.
Oh, it is a beak.
Yeah. You gotta look closer.
The shading looks like a tooth, but yeah, no, it's,
yeah.
That's a beak.
I see a lot of Thompson's.
Oh, that's worse.
That's what I see.
You know what it looks like? Kind of like an octopus mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yes.
The mouth of an octopus.
Yeah.
Yep. I love his little feet. Ugh.
You love them?
I love it.
You want to pet one of these?
Me.
All right, so that was that. That was like my last, right?
Yes, that was your third action.
Yeah, that was,
that was
map,
your third right? action, yeah.
All right, now it goes on to Buggles.
Right. Buggles.
So Buggles is like frustrated at this, the lack of effect of his last attack. It's like, and this anger morphs into the emergence of the Kula Khan. This globe of frost emerges around his and reaches out and a frostbite. So give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save?
Yes.
Bad. 9.
Oh, okay. That is a... That's a critical failure.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that should
that
be.
That is a critical failure.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes a difference when you fail on a spell and shit.
Okay. So that is 22 points of damage.
Wow. It just turns into an icicle and shatters.
Nice! Foggle! Oh, huge. Huge.
And then with his last part of his round... He reaches out, the Buggles part of him reaches out psychically to Barnes, and it's just like, get up, and soothes him, heals him for 8 points of healing.
Oh, I love that, Buggles. Uh-huh. Says in his head.
A little soothe action.
Oh, I feel much better. Thank you.
Comes back around to Asta. Asta, you're toe-to-toe with this thing. Took a little bit of a chunk out of you with that heat, but then missed on 2 bites. What do you got?
Asta is going to swing her katana around like she's going in for a hit, and then she disappears and reappears just down. Oh, and I disappeared off the map accidentally. Oh, I'm back. Oh, that was cool. Did you do that? Oh, that was so cool. She flickers back in and then immediately swings upward with the katana in her dimensional assault to attack.
Nice. Am I flat-footed for that? I feel like I should be. I don't think I am.
I don't think so.
Like, I'd be like, oh, fuck! I'd be a little off guard.
It would be awesome. I mean, hey, if you want to flavor off guard yourself.
Nah.
Okay.
That's, I'm good.
25.
25's a hit!
Okay, so that is D10 of damage.
D10 of damage.
It's going to be 4, 5, 6, 7 points of damage.
All right, first hit on that guy.
And then I'm going to spell strike. So
try to.
Well, I'm...
Try to.
I'm going
to. Oh, she's gonna. Oh, she's calling it.
Show me what you got.
I take the map, but I needed to use the dimensional assault to recharge the spell strike.
Sure.
You could have spent the action.
You just spent the action. Then.
But I want to get in the most amount of hits.
If this crushes, it'll be awesome.
Watch this.
Get it!
13.
It wouldn't hit anyway.
And that's my turn.
Okay.
Actually, 18 might have, but probably not. No, definitely not. No.
Yeah,
or might have.
So far,
it would have been a 16
that we've hit.
Top of round 3, it's Barnes's turn. Barnes, you've moved in the initiative order because you went down, and you're still down, and you're wounded, and you don't have a weapon.
Yeah, but I've been feeling very soothed because Buggles was just tickling my brain.
That's nice.
Barnes will pick up his kukri stand, and then let's see. Oh, that changes the equation here because I think I...
Sounds like we're listening to Phil Collins.
Is that what it sounds like?
Can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Hold on. Barnes will stand,
yep.
Draw his chakram, throw it.
Oh. Okay, so not the kukri.
So you're leaving the kukri.
No, I'm staying where I am. Nope, I only have 20 feet. So I'm going to take the... I'll stay...
God.
The standing and having to pick up your weapon.
I know.
Just
I
throws
know.
The three-action Akami into I such know. Good... Like, oh,
I love it so hard.
That's why we should, like... Try to knock people prone as much as we can.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really trip. Messes up your
yeah,
especially you, Kate.
Me,
action yeah, Kate. You're like
you.
You're a martial artist.
Yeah, I should
martial artist.
Well, I tried to trip the snail, and we saw where that got
well,
us.
Well, that was
these difference. Also have 6 arms.
Okay, Barnes will.
Why does every enemy have 100 centipede legs?
Barnes will grab his kukri, stand, and attempt to demoralize.
Okay.
Help.
What do you...
How should I aid you? I was going to aid you.
You lost
him. Oh, that... He's dead already.
Dead.
Because he died.
Oh, right. Never mind.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, all right. So let's roll the check-in. That'll take... Okay, not bad. So Barnes will be like, you see what we did to your friend here? I don't have intimidating glare, though, so this is probably going to be useless, but...
That's my will, DC.
Do 26
against my will DC. That's a success.
Oh. Wait, it would be 22.
-4.
It's -4 it's if he doesn't speak English.
22.
Or common.
Still a success.
Nice.
Okay.
So he's what frightened one?
And he's already embarrassed.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
He's so
now he's embarrassed and frightened. That's a -2 to his attacks.
Yep. Frightened one. Okay. Basically, the other thing basically is giving him frightened. Right. Or is it just minus one to attacks?
Minus one to melee attacks.
Okay, yeah, so it's different. Okay, and that is Barnes's turn. It's now Brother Ramius's turn. How you feeling there, Ramius?
Back to the Ramu. He feels terrible. He is gushing blood. He can barely stand. But he's going to try to focus on bringing this thing down, I guess. Asta didn't take a big hit, right?
Yes.
She did?
Yeah.
She's... Ugh.
I mean, not... I'm okay. But.
Yeah. All right. He is going to just try to attack the creature then.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Actually, yeah, he'll attempt to attack the creature. Here we go. With the Divine Lance, and he misses, and then he will... 13.
Yeah.
Shut up. And then he will... he'll stay where he is, and he will try to aid Zephyr and if she attacks the creature.
Okay. Well, it is Zephyr's turn.
All right. Awesome. So... I'm going to keep doing what is working. Run up to the creature.
Yeah. He's right going to tell you its weak spot. That's a 21.
All right, so that's plus one.
Plus one.
Plus one to both Stunning Fists.
First
one?
Attack. Okay.
So, again, Stunning Fists. Going to try the old jab cross into the face. is 26 for the first
hit. Wow.
Yeah. That's some math.
And then the second hit, it misses. It's a 7.
Okay.
So, Stunning Fist.
Okay, you only need to hit with one, right?
Yep.
For Stunning Fist. 4-2 save. Its fortitude is down, and I failed again with an 11.
No! Nice! Awesome.
So you're stunned one.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, that's a critical fail. I don't think that matters.
Stunned two. Let me know. I don't have the Stunning Fist in front.
Or stunned three on a critical failure.
Wow. Whoa. No really? Way.
Wait,
it says.
Yeah, you're out for the round, I guess, if that's.
Yeah.
So it's stunned three?
Wait,
yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Action kick.
That's amazing.
Action kick. Wait, what did you roll?
I rolled an 11.
No.
Yeah, my class CC is 19.
So that's
be
21.
That's
not,
that's be 10.
That's, yeah, 21. 10 above. Yeah.
10
for a critical.
It would have to be 21.
21.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's okay.
So,
but now
that
we know.
Was so exciting it for a second, exciting. Kate.
Damn, oh, you no. Kate's doing math.
I can't read.
That was just basic math.
Still stunned. Reading includes numbers. Still stunned one, though.
Yeah. Reading includes
numbers. So that's 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. Okay.
She's going to take a couple steps back because she's still half down.
Couple steps back. It is that guy's turn. He is stunned one, so he'll only have two actions this round. He doesn't like what you just did. He stares at you. Give me a fortitude save.
Wouldn't blame him.
You don't have
his
the thermal
DC. I
don't have
that anymore. By one. His, the DC of the save.
It's a 10.
The DC of...
His save is decreased by one.
Right, because of the... Yeah, it actually updates here on Foundry VT.
Doesn't matter. It's a 10.
Oh, come on. 10.
It does matter.
It might matter.
It does matter because that would have been a critical failure.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
because it's frightened, it's just a regular failure.
Whoa.
That's huge. Yeah. That is huge. And shout out to Foundry VTT. I mean, it is... I can't tell you all those years when I had monster stats and I'm like adding conditions, little fucking note cards trying to remember shit. The fact that I can just add frightened and like within the text of this ability, the fortitude save goes down.
That's awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
That's really cool.
Thank you, Foundry VTT. You're still going to take some damage. And it is going to be 9 plus 5, 14 points of fire damage.
Still up.
Getting hot under the collar. And then it's going to attempt to bite Ostumps. You're standing right there. I don't have to move. Here comes the jaws. Minus 2 to this Johnski. One of them is on there. One of them is in my head from a fan crit. Miss.
Yeah!
Yes!
All right. You have to finish it this round.
Yes.
I'm going to...
That's the end of
no,
your turn.
No, you can't. You're stunned.
Oh, that's right. I'm stunned.
Stunned.
Let's go. Go to work.
Gooses.
Stunned. Now I lose that stunned Johnski, and I lose frightened as well. But I still, how many rounds am I? Do I have that bullshit thing? The minus.
I think you had to
attack?
Roll it.
Yeah,
wasn't it 1d6.
1d6. One round.
It's over. It's all over.
He's back to fucking fall.
We have to take him out this round.
Out.
So scared.
So scared. Well, it is fucking Buggles.
Come on, Bug.
Come on, come on.
So,
big round for Bugs.
Light him up.
Is like, you know, the aura again shifts into burning embers, and he stalks across the battlefield like Drew Barrymore in Firestarter. And
picture it perfectly.
And pop, the ignition. He'll try one more time with his ignition.
Like Drew Barrymore in Charlie's Angels 3.
26 to hit.
Yeah, 26
to hit as I hit.
Okay. Now this all, and I'm amping this, by the way. So this all like went up like quite significantly.
Ooh, nice.
At level 3.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god. Sorry.
Oh no!
So excited.
Oh no!
So many
dice. It is doing damage.
That is 24 points of fire damage.
Wow!
24 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
My.
Okay.
Oh, that. I mean, it's.
I mean, it really wasn't hit yet. Yeah.
Well, let's see, Asta. Can you finish it off?
Okay. I'm going to spend one action to recharge the spell strike. Zoop, 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 zoop. And then
what are you channeling into your jaw?
I'm going to channel in the gouging claw again because it's 3d6 of slashing.
It looks
slashing.
Like these things bleed.
Oh, wait. Sorry, 25 points of fire damage.
Okay, you said 24, so it's another one. Okay.
Did you die?
No. Dead.
All right, so you see her new on her katana, this rune, this elvish rune glow as she's getting ready to go in for the killing blow.
Greater striking. Oh, man.
Big old one there, Sid?
No, it's just a 4. It's the most unfunny thing.
I know.
They get a 14.
God.
Can I put my bottle cap?
Okay.
You only have one?
Yeah.
You want to re-roll that attack on a dying creature?
That's the funnest way to do
I'm
it,
I'm just
honestly.
Mad.
In my opinion.
Yeah, you know what?
Do it.
I'm giving to the economy.
Great.
There we go.
You only had one character die.
I threw
like, it's smart to save it for dying, but it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. And you know what? I appreciate that to the point where... I want to see what you roll.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to just give me one.
But I wanted you to.
Oh, you roll a natural one.
Natty 19.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's it.
That's 29, isn't it? Yes, plus 10.
You sure, Sydney?
Yes, it's a plus 10.
Sydney. Vicious Emmanuel.
Yes.
Are there any other
that's
pluses?
That's a crit.
Yes!
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 All right, double damage across
critical
the board.
Crit, critical crit.
Okay,
this is a lot of damage to roll. A spell, an attack.
This is why you play Omega.
All right, so that's 9 for my hit, and then the...
So 18?
That's double?
Double, yes.
So 18 physical.
Okay.
Or 18 first slashing.
11 with the gouging claw spell. So is that also
22?
22.
And it is dead.
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Oh, phenomenal.
Dun, 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 dun.
Worth Chuck it.
Up, that go, was go, teamwork.
amazing.
Amazing use of a bottle cap. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's good down. Use. It's very heroic.
He's not gonna. If you do it, it makes it worse, and he'll never give you one.
He said you only get bottle caps for doing things that are bold or heroic.
You just said
or
it
if
was
you
heroic.
Guess a correct answer to something that nobody asked 20 episodes ago.
You just said it was.
You did it first.
It was very cool. It was very cool.
Hashtag Kate shot first.
The best part about it was you probably could have just attacked it with the map and saved your bottle cap and killed it instead of being all heroic. So
I couldn't have because I used my action to recharge spell my spell strike.
It's true.
My turn.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's true.
Probably
it's true,
true. Probably would get a bottle cap.
So true.
Probably.
Probably not.
I got to go.
I got to get out of here.
You guys are in this cave situation, and there is a pool up ahead. You see there's like a little stone there, which luckily you could leap to, but drip, 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 drip water. Brother Ramy is just standing there.
Just Zephyr like, sits down.
Zephyr sits down.
She's got like 10 hit points. She holds her head that is burning, and she sits down on a rock.
Why does every place on this cursed planet have to be swarmed by these hideous creatures?
He comes over to Zephyr.
Come here.
Okay, all right, just be quiet, not so loud. Okay, she gets up.
I've got something for this.
And he'll patch you up. He's going to treat wounds. I'm going to attempt something here in my frustration. He is going to attempt to increase the DC of the treat wounds.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
It's always good when he's doing surgery.
He's being like a little
really
rough.
Agitated and angry.
And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to make this a little harder for myself.
Is there a benefit?
Yeah, okay. There is a benefit, but he fails. And so no healing is done, but he doesn't fumble. And yeah, it takes 10 minutes. And then he's like, oh, I've got to slow down. Sorry. And then I'll do regular, and he fails.
You usually don't fail on Zephyr. Like, you usually fail on other people, but not her for some reason. So, like, you're trying to help, and you're not. And
yeah, she's pulling these, like, soaked bandages off.
Barnes is just...
Damn it!
Those are my hand wraps.
Like, throws them down. Throws down your hand wraps.
Trying to make eye contact with everyone else.
What's happening?
You know what? It's fine. I'll just sit here for a second.
No, it's fine.
She's, like, her hand shaking.
It's my fault. I'm distracted. I'm sorry. It's fine. And, man. And then it just goes on and on. And there's a crit. So then he crits on the third attempt, and that is 21
points of
healing. So 30 minutes later.
30 minutes later, 21 points.
So not full, but a lot better.
I have a bit of attention as well.
Yes, come over here, Bonds. I'll take care of you. He gets out his medical kit, and he's still, you can see, he's still hurt and, like, bleeding. He's not taking care of himself.
Maybe you should work on yourself.
No, I'll get to myself. I'll get to myself. His blood is dripping down
his
hands.
He's not gonna.
I don't think that's right.
He's not gonna bar.
I'm increasing the DC again. And he hits it that time. Phenomenal. Okay, so this is the first time I've done this. So he increased the DC to 20. And since he takes the medic dedication, and that's a regular success, now that healing is going to be 2d8, which I just rolled max.
Nice.
Plus 15.
Oh, wow.
So it's 31 points of healing.
I was down 7 hit points.
So that's so funny. I thought you were down more.
No, I got healed. You heal me with the heal spell, and then tickle my brain.
Asta, I just thought you had more max HP.
Asta stands up.
38.
Water. And walks over. I'm also hurt.
Yeah, no, he's going around. Speaking of which, so we talked about this last episode about the level up. I decided not to take Ward Medic, but the reason was because it is a skill feat, and I think I might take Ward Medic as a skill feat.
Okay.
As opposed to a general?
Yeah, you can take it as a general, but instead I went with a general feat, after what happened with the snail... when he came so close and he had that vision, I decided to take toughness.
Yeah.
So that when he came back, even though he's like a weaker guy, when he came back, he's a little bit tougher.
He's hardened by that experience.
And I think I just need to try to stay up longer, right?
But I mean, we've all got to be tough. Like, we've all, like, been... I think about how comical it must be. Like, every 15 minutes, one of us, like, gets knocked unconscious and almost dies.
Yeah.
It's like a Three Stooges short.
Yes. Yep.
All right, Asta, that is 16 points of healing.
Awesome, I'm back up.
Great. And Buggles, you didn't take any, right?
No.
All right, so as you guys plan, like, what's next, he just starts working on himself. So that's been 50 minutes so far.
I wanted to show you guys something. This is from episode 32 of a show called The Glass Cannon Podcast. You guys just stepped through the portal to Castorville. Just now.
Upon passing through... humid air just slaps you in the face like a hot towel. You look around, and surrounding you is just verdant jungle. Oh, nothing.
It's Castorville.
Skid Mar, you just got receded on air.
On air.
Oh, I don't need to take this.
That is the Mandela
effect. I can't take this anymore. I need to take a break, Andy.
I need to take a break, Andy.
Rip off your lav. Just rip off your microphone.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you forget things too.
I have never forgotten.
You're not perfect.
When's my birthday?
Oh, November.
You know what? That really does work.
October,
when they do that on TV.
October 30th.
Deflect. Yes.
30th.
Deflect.
With help.
Deflect.
Yes.
With help.
I sit at the water's edge.
The day before Linus's, that's fine.
I sit at the water's edge contemplating all of the parties.
That too.
What do you do? What do you do? What
I'm
do you
sitting do? At the water's edge contemplating everyone in the party's birthday, because Asta remembers it.
Oh, do you? You're one of those people?
Yeah. Brother Ramius healed you up, right? Yeah,
yep,
so you're good. And Brother Ramius is good. He fixed himself in 10 minutes back to full. So
and I concentrated.
It took 1 hour of us just kind of like patching up.
And I have my conflict spell back because I had enough time to also get that back.
To refocus, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Have you ever seen any creatures like this before in your travels around the jungle?
No. I just sensed it had a
just some daddy issues that we could exploit. It's kind of how the personal weakness works. This is like, oh, I see they have a particular version to this thing. I'll, you know.
Yeah, it seems like some subterranean beast.
Yes. Not we're sure on an alien world, Brother Ramius. My expertise is going to be limited.
Can I do a little post-combat recall knowledge? I want to use my scholarly recollection. I just want to see if I can determine... it's an alien world, so I'm never going to know like what their habits are or anything. I just wanted to see if like he could figure out any more about them, but yeah, I know where you're going to go with that.
So it looks like I could probably pretty easily hop from the shore to the middle rock to the other shore.
Are you still wounded or no? That went away with the healing?
With the treat wounds.
Wounds that went away.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, easy leap. Okay. Go leap, leap.
So I will leap onto the rock, and if I have sure footing, I'll roll a perception check onto the other shore before setting foot there.
Okay. Yeah, well, only one person can stand on that rock, so you hop there and then roll a perception.
18.
18. Okay, so you look in there, and you can see it's like a long, looks like a long cavern that runs east-west, at least by the map here, and the walls of the natural stone have been carved into dozens of bas-relief statues. Many look like familiar-looking humanoids wearing robes or carrying books or staves, but others look maybe insectile under their hoods or reptilian, maybe rodential.
Guardians.
A Vesk.
And some completely unrecognizable.
They said that there were some
extra
Formian. They said that there were also some Formian.
Yeah, the Formians.
Oh, right.
Civilization.
I wonder if there are any Lashunta down here.
Ooh.
All right, I will then leap to
There wouldn't be Vesk. Lashunta, yeah, they already mentioned Lashunta. I don't think the Vesk would be here at this point, though.
Okay.
Just mentioning going back to detecting magic, particularly with the water in the pool. Any residual magics floating from any of this stuff?
No.
Asta right. gets in the pool.
Bons, don't go too far.
It's deep. You start sinking.
Yeah, she just wants to jump in.
Okay, you want to swim across?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you can't feel the bottom, so you're just...
Awesome.
Swimming your way across. Everybody follow?
Brother Ramius will leap. And then...
Oh!
Okay.
I'll leap.
Fine.
Asta gets out, shakes her whole body like a dog, and her hair is once again like...
Super poof.
Comically.
You all get into this room, and immediately,
oh,
as you step in, and Barnes, you started feeling it as they were jumping across, you start to become overwhelmed with what at first feels like nostalgia, but then kind of devolves into memories of... every single failure you've ever experienced in your life, every moment of shame, and it just starts to eat at you and eat at you and eat at you until you begin to buckle over in pain.
Oh my God.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh my God.
Gross, not your feelings.
Oh. Bury that shit.
Why are you describing the way I feel every day of my life?
Just ignore it.
Let's ignore it.
Not just me, friends. All of us.
I have so many shameful things.
Why are you looking at me? You failed too, don't you?
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.